Now, we're going to begin the sugya of Chaticha Nasis Nevela, which is here on Daf Kuf Chesam and Aleph, in the name of Rav. Let's first see the Gemara inside. And our discussion of yesterday as to whether Chaticha Nasis Nevela is Din or Metzius. So we want to finish up that discussion. Amar Rav. Rav says the following: Kevon shenosantam bechaticha, since the upper chaticha received the tam from the tipaschol, chaticha atzmanasis nevela, v'oseres kol chatichos kula mipnei shehein mina. So how does chanan work? Does it work based on mitzius, or does it work based on din? So let's just quickly review what we saw yesterday and see if we could take it one step further. The Shulchan Aruch paskins in Simon Tzadi Beis that if he doesn't know which of the chatichos in this taroves received the tipas cholov, then noer es hakedera kula, he shakes up the kedera in such a way that this chaticha, whichever one it is, we don't know which it is certainly mixed up with everything else. Vinis Ariv HaKol, everything is in the Tarovas. And then, im yesh bakedera kula tam chalav, asuravim lav muteres. So basically, we can circumvent the whole principle of chaticha nasis nevela in a case where he doesn't know which exactly, he can't identify which chaticha was the one upon which the chalav fell. And although this is a quote from the Shulchan Aruch, it's really the Rambam Shita, and the Torah has a problem. The Torah says that, what's your case? If your case is that the Tipas Cholav fell on Chatichos Kulam, meaning they're all inside the Rotev, so then for sure you mitzarif the entire contents of the pot to create shishim against the tipas chol. You don't even need nir. But if the chaticha is, or I should say the two chatichas, because we don't know which of the two chatichas it fell on, if these two chatichas are not in the rotev, then says the Torah, ma moil nir sheminayr achar kach. So what if you minayr? Right? It's not going to help you to be menayer. Why? Because once the tipas chol fell on one chaticha, we don't know which it is. It's either A or B. But that chaticha has now received the tam of the cholav. It became a cheftza of basa b'cholav. That's called chanan. And at that point, if you menayer the kedera, then that particular chaticha is going to asa the entire taroves, and you're going to need bittul against the entire chaticha. How can the Shulchan Aruch, based on the Rambam again, assume that after he's menayer the kedera, then all you need is shishim in the kedera against the tam cholav? You don't need shishim in the kedera against that top chaticha. Once that tam chaticha says the Torah has received the tipas cholav and the tam of cholav, it becomes a cheftzid isur, it becomes the vela. So when you shake it up, how is it possible that therefore, as a result of nir, you can only require shishim against the cholav? You need shishim against the entire chaticha. So the Beis Yosef says that we're certainly talking about a case where the chatichos are inside the rotev. Now, if that be the case, why do you need nir? And the answer is, it's a separate chumrah, says the Beis Yosef, kideshis arev hakol yofi yofi. In order to integrate the entire contents of the pot to create shishim against the tipas cholov, we have to make sure that everything is mixed together very well. Right. So that there's now a relationship in this tarovas between that chaticha, which is unknown, that received the tam cholov, and all the entire contents of the kedera. So for that we need nir yofa yofa. But basically, there's no chiddush here, according to the Beis Yosef. What do I mean there's no chiddush? Obviously, as the Torah pointed out, if all the chatichas are inside the rotev, then you mitzarif all of the contents of the kedera to be mevatel the tipas cholov b'shishin. Mm-hmm. Right? Because there was never a stage in which chaticha nasis nevela and one particular chaticha received the cholov, you know, with a good Kabbalah's orchid. No, all the chatichas were submerged in the rotev. So the Shach is not happy with the Beis Yosef, and he says, "Bevadai mevalbel harotev mevalbel u'ma'ariv atam b'chol chatichas." We never found any basis in Hilchos Tarobes for a requirement of niur. If everything in the pot is cooking over a fire, so it's a kder osachas, then the tam is always considered to be mispashet b'tarovas kula. We never found some sort of halacha that that contradicts this premise that the rotav is mevalbel and ma'arev all of the tam in all of the contents of the pot. We never found such a thing that we need a niur, you know, an extra added strength and added niur. Therefore, the Shach comes up with another answer. And this is the revolution that we mentioned yesterday. The Kevin Shalom Noda Li Eza Chaticha Nofla Tipas Cholov is Lo Shaykh Lomer Chanan. Chanan could not happen without my knowledge. You can't set up Chanan without my knowing about it. And if I don't know where this Chanan is happening, then the whole process of the whole enterprise of Chanan is a non-starter. And Kol HaKedera Nichnas L'Sofek. Right, so what's the whole idea here of Bittul and Tarovis? We have a Sofek. We don't know what to do, whether or not the time of the Cholov is in this Basar, or in the Isar V'Heter. We don't know if the Isar is here or not here. So the entire Kedera is included in the Sofek. Why? Because I don't know which particular piece of meat received the Cholov. So we have one widespread, you know, we spread our wings over the entire Kedera, and that's where the Sofek is Chal. Hilchoch, therefore, says the Shach, Menaira Sakedera, Vakol Mitztarif Levatel as Tipas Achol. All he has to do is Nir, and then for sure, the entire Kedera is one gigantic Sofek, and we have to ask ourselves, is there shishim against the tipas chol?
So you did this before there was a no same time. You have to be menayer immediately.
Well, that depends upon what's called ein mevatlin isul chatchila.
Right.
Do you follow?
So if it hasn't had a time yet, then there's no isur yet. So to stir.
So that means Menar Miyad.
Miyad.
But if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, you don't get the impression that he's talking about Menar Miyad.
Well, there was an Achar Kach in there somewhere.
Right. He says, it just says Noras Akadera Kula, but the Achar Kach is going to come in the next line in the Shach. The Shach equates this case with Simon Kuf Yud Aleph, which is the name of the Rashba. He's got two kederos of Heter. Iser falls into one of them, and we're not sure which one of the two.
Oh,
is if Yesh B'Shteyam Kedei Levatel HaKol Mutter.
It's so fully
even there. Though it only fell into one of the two kederos. Shteyam Itztarfos Levatel Fi She Kol Shein Shalonim Echod Osid Lis Arik. So in Siman Kuf Yud Aleph, we're going to assume that both of these kederos, despite the fact that there's isur only in one of them, it's tarfos levatel as a isur because it's called sofo lis ariv or osid lis'ariv. V'kol she'asid lis'ariv, ro'en also ki'ilu hu'kfar ma'ura. Now, I think you'd have to admit to me that in this case, it's like acharkach, right? Because you have two different kederos. So, when you say sofel lis'ariv, it doesn't mean that I can mix it in a way that the original nefilas iser was this pashin on both kederos. I mean, that doesn't make any sense at all. For hu adin, says the shach, the same thing should apply hacha, in a case where we have one pot, not two pots but one, but we have two chatichos, and we don't know where the tipa fell. And he says, "Hoyel v'chol achaticha shebekder asidin lisarid is v'meil lo chal din chaticha nas nevela umutol liarev es hakeder linares hakeder." So again, one thing is clear in the shach, both in the case of shtei kederos, and we don't know which keder, and in the case of one kedera with two chatichos, we don't know which chaticha, it's crystal clear that we need menayer. We need to set up a tarovis. As a result of setting up the tarovis, we're going to apply the din of bittul against the original tipas chola. And everything in the kedera is going to be mitzarev to be mavatal the tam of the chola. Again, we have an issue here called Ein Mevat L'Nisa L'Chatchila, but leave that out for a moment. We'll come to that pretty soon. But in terms of being Menaira the Kedera, the Shach insists that he has to be Menaira Sakedera. But since it was Asid L'Hisarev, therefore we already consider it as a Tarovus now. So the case of Kufyu Aleph of the two Kederos, since they're owned by one person, he's going to mix the two kederas together. And we already consider the suffix to be chal on both kederas, even prior to his actual near. Same thing in our case where the tipas chal falls on one of two chatichos. We don't know which chaticha. The entire kedera and all its contents are nichlal in the suffix. And now we can be mevatel with Shishim in the balance of the Kedera, that Tipas Kolov that fell in, even though it fell on one particular Chaticha. So we view that as Sofo Lisari. This is yours?
No, I have none. Can I get you more?
I will see. Right now, I don't want to lose the, you know, lose the focus. Okay. So this is the Shach. But let's mention the Bach. The Bach, Shom I think he means Kuf Yud Aleph, says the following. That I have a different interpretation of the Shulchan Aruch, which again, as I said before, means the Ram. Why is it that you could be mitzaref the entire kedera to be mevatel the tipas cholov? And the answer is because, just one second, I'm sorry, we're going to focus now on two kederas, on Kuf Yud Aleph as opposed to Tzadi Beis, which is one kedera with a tipas cholov that we don't know which chaticha it fell on. Correct? So let's focus our attention on Kuf Yud Aleph. Iser falls into one of two kederos, we don't know which. Says the Bach, I'll tell you why Bittul works here. Because we're not dealing with Basu B'chol. We're dealing with Shari Sur. With regard to Basu B'chol, there's a loch of chaticha nasis nevela. With regard to Shari Surim, there's no halach of Chaticha Nasis Level. Again, Rabosa, I just want to point out in Sograim that we're not talking about reality here.
But this is Basu B'chol.
This is pure din. This is purely rising
conceptual
to the highest stratospheres of the halachic conceptual universe. Because as far as Tam Cholov, as opposed to Tam Nevela, there's no difference. You follow what I'm saying? If there's a principle called Chatich Ras Nevela, which means that the Tam of the Cholov settles in that first Chaticha, and now just simply change the name of the game from Tipas Cholov to Tipas Nevela, whatever it is, Tipas Tam.
Tipas Nevela.
Right, yeah. Or Tipas Yayin Nesach, whatever it might be. If you're telling me that it settles down in that first Kabbalah, then you have to apply Bittul within that first round. And if there's no Bittul in that first round, you're in trouble when it falls into another Kedera. That's just the Maimar HaMuzga. In any event, let's just climb up to these conceptual worlds. Says the Bach, there's a fundamental difference between Basar B'Cholov and Shari Surin. In Basar B'Cholov, we have a din of Chatich Nas Nevela, but not in Shari Surin. Now again, why that's so, we'll have to figure out. But for the time being, let's just accept it as axiomatic. And the Bach writes that the Mechaber paskins la'alocha that there's no such thing as Chanan in Shari Surin. Therefore, it's quite clear why we can be mitzarif the two kederos to be mevatel the Yisur Shenofal. There was a tipas nevel, I call it, right? Whatever the Yisur is, it doesn't matter. Once the Mechaber paskins like that shita, that Chanan does not apply in Shari Surim, so just be mitzarif the two kederos. And once you mitzarif the two kederos, for sure there's bittul against the tipas chelev, we'll call it. Not cholev, but chelev. You follow? Because there's no chatich nasis nevela.
In Shari
Surim. Avol says the Bach, l'didan, to kaimel, and we don't accept the sheet of the Mechaber, but rather Chanan applies afilu b'Shari Surim, is lo ma'ani tziruf ha-kederos, acha shekvar nesra kedera aleph, we don't know which one that is, b'nefilu ha-sa'isu. Because when that kedera, whichever the two of the two it is, was makabel, the tipas chelev, we'll call it, it became a chaticha of nevela. Why? Because we're holding against the mechaber that chaticha nas nevela applies even to shari surit. Now, if that be the case, what good is it when he combines the two kederas together? He doesn't gain a thing because one of those two kederas is already a heftz of the isura. It's not an isur machmas bilua, but rather it's an isur machmas atzmo. And the shach doesn't accept it. Asks the shach, "Hare kol hachronim hetiku din ha-mechaber." This din in the mechaber, that if you have these two kederas, you don't know where the isur fell, is copied, is codified by all the achronim, all the poskim. Afal pisha kulam posku diamrinan chanan gam b'shara isurim. You cannot tell me that the reason why the two kederas can be combined is because we don't accept chanan, because that halach of combining the two kederas is codified by all the poskim, even though they all agree pe'echa that there is chanan b'shari surim. Brilliant argument of the shach against the Bach. And therefore, even though we hold chanan, we're going to still facilitate this bittul by combining the two kederos. Why? Mishum delo amrin chanan elehecha shiyadu elehecha nofal ha'isur. Aval kan she'ein lo einanu yodim lehecha nofal. Is in such a case, we're not going to say chanan, but rather we're going to say something else. That hakol nichnas l'safek echad. That both of these kederos form one entity, one suffix. Why? Because we don't know which of the two received the Tama Isra, or the Tipas Chelev, as we call them. The whole V'yosir HaKolis Ariv, Ronel Soki Ilu Kvar Ma'ura. Why? What about Chanan? And the answer is that Chanan only applies when he knows exactly where it fell. If he doesn't know where it fell, you know, if machnish machmacht domavat, you remember that phrase? And I don't know where the Nevela fell. I don't know if it's here or there, which Kedero. Don't hack me a China. It fell in one of the Kederos. Or he asks his wife and she doesn't remember which Kedero it fell into. In such a case, there's no Chana. So again, we have a fundamental machlok between the Bach and the Shach. The Bach says that this kuz that allows you to mix the two Kederos, that's only because we don't have Chana. And that's the Mechabel Shittos. The Shach says that we accept Chanan, and yet at the same time we accept the ability to mix the two Kederos. But the reason why there's no Chanan here is not because we don't accept Chanan. We accept Chanan in Shari Surim, but only B'tnai that he has the idea. He knows exactly where, you know, which Chaticha received the Is.
The understanding of the Shulchan Aruch is that there is no Chanan in Shari Surim.
Right. There are three shitas about Chanan and Shari Surim. Right. One shita says the Chanan and Shari Surim is Doraisa, it's no different than Bas V'chol. The other shita says there is no Chanan and Shari Surim at all. And the middle shita is that Mirabonan there's Chanan and Shari Surim.
But the Mechaber seems to hold
that there's no Chanan and Shari Surim. Is Mimele you can mix the two Kederos. That's the Bach. But mathematically, says the Shach, you cannot accept that Bach because we know that all the poskim hold that there is Chanan in Shari Surim, and yet they all accept this halacha of Shtei Kederos. And he's going to be Ma'ariv the two Kederos. How is the Bach going to explain that? Okay. Now Rav Soloveitchik wants to add another element to the equation. What are we doing here? We're mixing two Kederos together. And what's our ultimate goal? What's our purpose, our agenda? Bittul. Right? Because in one Kedero, whichever one you choose, there's not Shishim, Kenegah, the Tipas, Nevela, or whatever fell in. So Rav Soloveitchik is now bothered. How can you actively take these two Kederos and mix them for the purpose of Bittul? That's a violation of the principle of Eim Avat L'Nisul L'Chatchila. And the Shulchan Aruch doesn't blink. He doesn't. He's not inhibited about the fact that you're going to combine the two Kederos. So here Rav Soloveitchik has a major breakthrough. He says, Nira Desfir Le'Lashach Shedin Ein Mevat L'Nisul L'Chatchila Lo Nemar El kisha odo mahave es hataroves. He calls it ikar hataroves. In other words, now we have a new halachic entity, which is called a taroves. And you and I think that taroves means what it says it means, meaning physically that they're mixed together. No. That's not what taroves means. Taroves means what's included in the suffix. I don't know which of these two Kederos received that chelet. It's already considered a tarovus. There's no violation of Eim Avat L'Nisul L'Chilu when he physically mixes the two. Why? Because it's already a tarovus. Now wait a minute, is that a physical reality?
No.
That's a halachic reality. Legally, al pi halacha, it's considered one tarovus. And there's no Eim Avat L'Nisul L'Chilu. Ein mevat l'nisim l'chatchila means, according to Rav Soloveitchik, ein osim taroves l'chatchila. You're not allowed to create a taroves.
If it's already a taroves,
you can mix whatever you want. Now, what makes this a taroves? I mean, they're two separate kederos. How can you mix them together and tell me, well, it's all one taroves? The answer is that what generates the shem taroves is not the physical reality of which kedera it's in, but rather where the suffix is. And since the suffix includes both kederos are considered one taroves. Maybe Yosef, I'll. Can I take you up on your offer?
Hot water.
Make it half. You know, like hot, but not too boiling hot. Because I. Okay. All right, thanks. So let me read to you the text. He says, Nira levar desvile lashak shedin ein mevat l'nisul chatchila lo nemar elik sha'odem mahave taroves aval hecha shekvar yeshkan taroves chak shechosu tnai, the tnai of niyar, you know, because you have to mix them together so that there'll be a physical bittul Kevan shechosak aktnai bechalos din bittel. Bekai gavne eni so lenairach atichos ulaarbevom is bakederos. Laare is a kederos. I guess it means you take the two kederos and pour it into a third kedera. Is aval bishal yudeze goreim lebittel isu. Meaning, he's assuming that you have to mix them together in order to get to the point of bittel. And therefore, lechor, by mixing it, you are being mavatal something. Lechatchila nein. Being mavatal something lechatchila means you're creating a taroves. Imagine if I have a piece of the vela and I take it with two hands and I throw it into a gigantic vat of meat, of kosher meat. Then what I'm doing is I'm creating a taroves. That's a mavatal nisul lechatchila. But if I already have a taroves, it's just that I need to mix them together in order for bittul to operate. But that's already a din in tnai. Then I'm not creating a taromis, and therefore I'm not violating a mevat l'nisul chatchila. That's good. Thank you so much. V'ahenu mashakosav ashach shakol nichnas basofeik. If we go back to the words of the Shach, now they're Meir Einai, we didn't pay attention. The Shach says, let's go back and read it, that Kol HaKedera Nichnas L'Sofek. Why did the Shach have to add those words? What was he trying to convey or to emphasize? The answer is that it's one Taromis. Even though physically it's in two different Kederas, it's one Taromis. V'lo nishavet harovis chadosh al yidei nir ha-chatichos ve'erev ha-kederos v'kai gav namutu levatel ha-isul chatchila. U'mehai time alo amrin ha-chaticha nasis nevela af lifnei ha-nir va-erev. So now Rav Soloveitchik is asking, well, you know what? If this be the case, then why do we say that until he does the near, this chatichanas is nevela? What do you mean this chatichanas nevela? After all, everything is under one suffix. So if everything is under one suffix, then why do you call it chatichanas nevela? The whole purpose of chatichanas nevela is to cut it off as an independent suffix, and it's no longer attached to the rest of the kedera. But now you're saying that all the kedera is one suffix and it's one tarovis. So why are you telling me chanan? So he says that for this we have to learn a Tosis on Daf Kuf. Open up Daf Kuf and you'll see the size of the Tosis. I got such a... Oh my gosh. It's like 30 lines. It's a gigantic Tosis. Daf Kuf Omenal. Biramasil Bishakodam. It's the bottom of the Daf.
That's not in this parak.
It's in the previous parak.
Right.
So our parak started on Kuf Gimel, so this is at the end of the seventh parak.
What's the toast though?
Toast Dir Masa B'Shekodam. So Tosis says, Heichasha Isus Sofol Ispashet Lo Amrinon Chaticha Nasis Nevela. Again, a halachic limitation and regulation that applies to Chanan. Since the Isur is anyway going to be Mispashet, and that's inevitable, therefore, we're not going to say Chanan. We're not going to separate that piece that received the Isur from the rest of the Tarovos. Is Hachanami Me'achar Shemutu Levatel Isur L'Chatchilu L'Arbavom HaKol Yachad Is Choshiv Kisofo L'Spashet U'Memela Lo Amrinim Be'Chaticha Nasleil. If you have a situation where you're allowed to combine two things, mix them all together, you don't violate the Isur of Ein Mevat L'Nisur Chatchilu because it's all B'Chlal Sofeg, that's considered Kulo, that's considered sofo lehispashe. Whenever you have an iser that's sofo lehispashe, says Tosus on Daf Kuf, you don't apply the principle of chaticha nasis nevel. So, also, if we begin to summarize all these regulations of chaticha, all these limitations of chaticha nasis nevel that prove that we're not dealing with the mitzias, but rather with the din, we'll start with the fact that according to most Rishonim, there's no chaticha nasis nevela in other Yisurim, it's only in Bas Mechala. That doesn't make sense on a Metzius level. Number two, we have the Shach that says there's no chaticha nasis nevela if he doesn't know which chaticha received the nevela, the tama isa.
Or which kedera.
Or which kedera. And in those cases, certainly we're talking about some sort of halachic process of chaticha nasis nevela. Now we have to add another thing. We have Tosfos on Daf Kuf, who says that if the isa is sofa lispashe, we don't apply the principle of chaticha nasis nevela. That leads us to the fourth principle, that if you have hakol nichal besofik echad, then we're going to undermine the principle of Hanan, because we're going to say that everything is included in one sofik, and it's sofo lihis arev, and therefore the tipas kolav that fell in is sofo lispashe, even though right now it's not mispashe. Pilei plon. Now I have here a sefer called Moreshes Moshe, and you and I know that I use this sefer a lot. I don't always understand it. And he has another insight into Chaticha Nasis Nevela. He quotes a Prima Gadon, and it's not only the Prima Gadon who's going to say this. This chiddush, it's also Rabbi Kiveger and many other achronim, that chaticha nasis nevela, even in shari surim, is da'oraisa, but you don't get malchus.
It's da'oraisa, but it's not
without malchus. Now let's try to understand what's going on. Many Rishonim hold the Chaticha Nasis Nevela is a rabbinic institution in Shari Surim. These poskim are assuming that Chaticha Nasis Nevela is Doraisa in Shari Surim, just like it's Doraisa in Bas Mechola. But the Nafkamina is that you don't get Malkus. So follow what happens. You've got Chelev that falls on a Chaticha. Now that chaticha, when it gets mixed up in the second kedera, would be batel if I was focused only on the chelev. But as a result of chanan, the whole mixture becomes asur. Why? Because the meat itself is a cheftzidi surah. I need to be mevatel the entire chaticha, which I don't have enough in the second kedera to be mevatel that chaticha. Then he went ahead and he ate it. Now we're holding Chanan is Doraisa, which means he didn't have bittul against the Chaticha. Is he should be Chayv Malchus for such a thing?
But Chelev is Mino of the Kedera, whereas Cholav is not.
Again, he's not differentiating between Min B'Mino and Min B'She'eno. You know, he's saying as an absolute rule, in all cases, we're not going to apply Chanan as far as the Chiv Malchus is concerned. Are you asking me, would the Torah allow me to eat this mixture? The answer is no. But if I went ahead and I ate it, Chas V'Shalom, I would not be Chayv Malchus. If it's an Issa D'oraisa, why don't you get Malchus? You're basically eating a Cheftza D'Surah, right? Because what does Chanan mean on a D'oraisa level? Now we're saying that the whole piece, right? So you had, let's say, Chelev fell into basar, right? So the whole piece of basar is now asur b'toras chelev. It's a cheft of chelev. You ate a kezayis, you should be chayv malchus, because chanan is doraisa. No, you're not chayv malchus. And then he says, v'havi kedin chatzi shir. What does he get from the precedent of chatzi shir? No. Let's eat half a zayis in the vela. We're holding now, like Rabbi Yochanan, if I get that correct, not like Rish Lakish, that Chatzi Shir Asur Min HaTorah. So the Torah says you're not allowed to eat that half a zayis of what do you call it, of chelev. But you don't get malchus. There's no malchus for eating Chatzi Shir.
Even though it's Asur Min HaTorah.
Even though it's Asur Min HaTorah. We have three categories of Isur. We have Isurim that are Mutum Min HaTorah and Asur Min HaRabbanan. We have Isurim that are Asur Min the Raisa and you get malchus. And in the middle, we have Isurim that are the Raisa and you don't get malchus. And now we have two examples. The classic example would be Chatzi Shir. Now we're adding another example, and that's Chanan in Shari Surim, which is Doraisa but without Malchus. Now the Moreshes Moshe claims that this is not a far-flung Shita, but that this Shita actually reflects the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. And where is this Rabbeinu Tam? It's quoted in the Rosh, not in our Perek, but in the previous Perek, Perek Zion. Simon Lamed Aleph, please make a note of it. And Rabbeinu Tam is quoted as saying that if there's a Taroves of Isur, and this Isur falls into, let's take a case of Min B'She'enom, you know, that's a little bit easier. Because again, we want to make a point on a Doraisa level. If it's Min B'Mino, then we're dealing with the Rabbanans. He says the following. If let's say after this Taroves, you eat this Taroves, will you get Malkus or not? It all depends. If it's a shear of kezayis b'chdei achilas pras, then he gets malchus for every single kezayis that he eats. Now let's understand what's going on. Again, if he were to eat the entire taroves, he would be eating a kezayis of nevela. Says Rabbeinu Tam, that's why he gets malchus. Why? Because he's eating a kezayis of nevela. Now, Rabbeinu Tam is of the opinion that Hanan applies to Shari Surim in HaTorah. But why wouldn't you get Malkus? Because by definition, you're not eating a Kezayis B'chdei Achilas Pras. What happens? There was Nevela that fell in the first Kedera. Now I pull out a piece and I mix it into a second Kedera. There's no way that he's eating a Kezayis B'chdei Achilas Pras. So basically, what Rabbeinu Tam is doing for us is what I call a technical. Meaning, for technical reasons, he's not going to get malchus. According to the strict fundamental law of Hanan, he should be getting malchus. But the problem is that in order to get malchus, you need what's called a kezayis b'chdei achilas pras. And now he's eating this chaticha, which has some sort of tam of nevela in it. At what point is he going to be eating a kezayis? You know, he's going to have to eat, you know, lots and lots of the meat that was in this taroves of Min B'She'enom, you know, until finally you could say maybe he ate a full kezayis worth. But that's not going to be tol kedei achilas pras.
Where's the Rabbeinu Tam?
He says here that Rabbeinu Tam is quoted in the Rosh Perek Zion Siman Lamed Aleph.
Right. Right.
Now he quotes the Pnei Yoshua. The Pnei Yoshua says, you know why you don't get Malkus? Because Chaticha Nasas Nevela is Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. So we have three understandings of why you don't get Malkus in Chaticha Nasas Nevela in Shari Sur. One way is to say because it's like Chatzi Shir. The other way is to say it's not Kizayis V'Techiz Pras. And the third way is to say that it's derived from Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. And you never get Malkus on Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. The imis arev kezayis isur b'shir shal pras shal heter. Then midin halach l'moshe misinai nepach haheter li'isur. So chanan means that the heter becomes isur, and that might be a doraisa halach, but it's derived from what halach l'moshe misinai. Hence, there's no mal. Now he has another machlokas achronim. What is the source for Hanan if it's Doraisa? Again, as we said before, most Rishonim hold that Hanan in Shari Surim is only Darabonim. But there are Rishonim, including the Rashba, who maintain that Hanan is Asur Midoraisa. What's the source for Hanan? So here we have a tremendous machlokas, and we're going to try to figure out a nafkamin. According to one opinion, the source for the din of Hanan and Shari Surim is Tam Ki Ikar. We're holding that Tam Ki Ikar is Doraisa. Now, what happens is that Chaticha which receives the Chelev becomes a conduit to transfer the Chelev into the rest of the Kedera. Now you have the Tam of Chelev in the rest of the Kedera. There's no reason why that shouldn't be Osir because of Tam Ki Ikar. Not only that, I think I made it even more complicated than it really is. Let's go in a simpler way. When the Chelev falls into that chaticha, the first chaticha, and there's no shishim against the chalev, the entire chaticha becomes nevela, right? I mean chalev in this case. Why? Because of tam ki ikar. Right? What's the chiddush of tam ki ikar? That the tam of isur penetrates into the heter, and it's as if the isur is there. That's called chaticha nas nevela. That's one approach. The other approach is that basa b'cholav is what's called a binyan av. In other words, we don't view basa b'cholav as the exception to the rule, but rather it becomes the paradigm. And if there's halach of chanan and basa b'cholav, there's no reason why we should be inhibited and limited to basa b'cholav. Rather, we should apply it and extend it to include all isurim. My afkibina. So he has two nafkaminas. The first nafkamina is, what do you do in a case of a suffer? Wait a second, one second. I'm a little confused. Am I reading this properly? Nachmol nechlegu achronim. Let me just read one. Ma makor l'din chanan min haTorah. So either it's midin tam ki ikar, or it's midin binyanav mipos b'chol. Oh. What about all the other Rishonim? They hold that Tamki, that they hold that Hanan and Shari Surim is only Durabbanan. So he's asking a different question. I misread it. What's the nafkamina between Hanan b'Shari Surim d'Oraisa and Hanan b'Shari Surim d'Rabbanan? At the end of the day, we're going to apply the principle of Hanan. So he says the first afkamin is b'makom safek. Keep going. Shatarovis nishpecha. So it means the mixture of spill, that he doesn't know exactly how much was in the pot. Is ledas rova poskim b'chanan hamidurabbanan. That in shari surim, chanan is only durabbanan. Is therefore here in our case where it's nishpach, is Sveika Lakula. We can apply the principle of Sofik to Rabbanan Lakula. So Sofik Hanan is going to be Lakula because Hanan and Shari Surim is only the Rabbanan.
But it didn't spill before it fell in there. The minute it fell in there, it was decided.
Right, but was there Bittul or not? I don't know.
Actually, it's not possible to measure.
Correct, because it fell in the nishpach, it spilled. So what do? We're relying on the fact that there was enough to be mevatel this tama isa because sofek d'rabbanan lakula. However, if I hold chanan is d'oraisa, then we have to go l'chumra because we have a sofek d'oraisa. So the second half community would be, let's say an isa d'rabbanan would fall into a taroves. Do we apply the principle of chanan? And the answer is that Hanan itself is only a Durabbanon in a case of the Vela, which is Doraisa. Then if you're going to extend Hanan to an Issa Durabbanon, like Of Becholov, let's say if you hold this Durabbanon, is that would be a Gzeril Gzeril. But if I hold it's all Doraisa, then this is not a Gzeril Gzera. And even on an Issa Durabbanon, we have one Gzera, namely that Issa. And there's no additional gzera of Hanan because Hanan is d'oraisa. So that's what we have here. So I'm just going to make a note of where we got up to here. And that's it for today. So let's see if we can... Now in the Gemara itself, you know, keep in mind that we still have the entire sugya of Efshel Sochto. So, Bulineda, maybe tomorrow we'll get to the sugya of Efshel Sochto.